The Man with the Silver Saab. Detective Varia, Book 3, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Saul Reichlin. It happened very quickly. One moment, Ulf Varia's hearing-impaired dog, Martin, was enjoying his outing to the park, sniffing about in the bushes, pursuing ancient and tantalizing smells. The next, he was bleeding copiously from a number of severe head wounds. Above him in the trees, the unrepentant perpetrator of this outrage, a large male squirrel, blood-stained himself, but clearly the victor, looked down on his victim with all the mocking impunity that the arboreal have for the landbound. Of course, these things often take place against a background of entirely ordinary events. A big thing happens while small things are going on all about it. Take suffering. Auden's poem, Musée des Beaux-Arts, a reflection on Bruegel's Landscape with the Fall of Icarus, reminds us of just that, of how the old masters understood only too well the human context of suffering, about how it occurs when people in its vicinity are going about their ordinary business, their innocent routines. The tragedy of the boy falling into the sea unfolds while a ship sails blithely on, while a man ploughs a field, unaware of what is happening in the bay. Ordinary human business. So it was that when misfortune struck Martin on that Saturday morning, Ulf himself was chatting in the park to a fellow dog owner. A small boy was trying, unsuccessfully, to launch an uncooperative kite, the boy being still too young to understand that kites require wind. And a young couple, newly in love, were having their first disagreement on a park bench about what to do that evening. At first, Ulf barely noticed what was happening. His conversation with the other dog owner was about a puzzling series of incidents that had taken place in the park a few weeks earlier, and that, in the opinion of the other man, had been scandalously under-investigated by the police. The incidents in question had occurred at night, and had all involved young women being approached by a man who, without warning, danced up and down in front of them, shouting, "Cucumber! Cucumber!" before rushing off into the trees.